eco-friendly viewers to Animal World are co-inhabitants. When viewed from space, the still, magnificent blue ocean of our Mother Earth heartens us with peace and serenity. The enchanting underwater world is like a magical kingdom filled with vibrant colors and a diversity of life. Sadly, however, the ocean and its residents have suffered greatly over the past few decades because of humankind's increased consumption of fish, crustaceans, and other marine life. Large-scale trawling, or the practice of dragging enormous nets behind boats to trap sea life along with fishing, is causing the population decline of multiple species. The disturbance of normal life cycle of ocean-dwelling beings and the destruction of ocean reefs. Ocean Defenders Alliance is a U.S.-based nonprofit marine conservation organization founded in 2004 by Kurt Leiber and his brother James Leiber to protect the Southern California nearshore reef and underwater ecosystems from abandoned or lost commercial fishing nets, lines, and other traps. These dangerous items are called ghost gear and are a direct threat to our sea animal friends and even human swimmers and divers. Materials of this type have led to the demise of numerous sea beings.
I've been diving in Southern California for 30 years almost, and I was seeing traps that were abandoned down in our local waters with animals still trapped in them, and even when the animals weren't still in them, the traps were getting washed around and beat around in the storms, and I wanted to do something.
Kurt and James Leiber contacted the department in the state in charge of overseeing coastal marine habitats and discussed with government officials about removing the ghost gear. After finding out the state did not have sufficient funds or the resources to help in the removal of ghost gear, they decided to establish the Ocean Defenders Alliance to remove the underwater traps. Captain Paul Watson, the Canadian founder of the world-renowned Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, was of enormous help to them. The society is a non-profit environmental group with a mission to end the destruction of habitat and slaughter of wildlife in the world's oceans in order to conserve and protect ecosystems and species.
I wanted to do something to try to save not only the animals that were stuck, but the benthic life, which are the animals that are on the bottom, from getting destroyed by these things. So with that idea, I talked to Paul Watson, who's the founder of Sea Shepherd. I talked to him about it, and he donated a boat to me. And so my brother and I and a couple other friends were working on this boat for 2 years before we had it up and running. And we finally got it running, and we've been running ever since.
James Leiber gave his perspective as to why the alliance was formed.
Just out of seeing the need to restore the environment to the way it was 20, 30 years ago, the kelp beds and the sea life has diminished so drastically. And we're just taking the idea of think globally and act locally. And so this is a very simple local event that we can all practice near our home. And we live here, so this is where we're doing our activism.
The lost or left behind fishing equipment that settles on the seafloor remains a danger to animal life.
We go and remove abandoned and derelict commercial fishing gear. So that's all the lobster traps, the lines that are down there, as well as nets. We've removed in the neighborhood of 70 commercial lobster traps, over 2,000 pounds of debris, as well as something like 4,000 pounds of netting at this point. And it's building every weekend. We're working on the a big wreck of the Infidel on Catalina, and we've removed so far about 1,500 pounds of a 9,000 pound net. So that's why I say we're adding to our total every weekend.
Please stay with us on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, as we continue the story of how the Ocean Defenders Alliance helps protect the ocean and its noble residents in Southern California, USA. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Along the coastline of Southern California, USA, there are about 100 volunteer divers from the Ocean Defenders Alliance who risk their lives to protect the marine ecology of the area. They go deep underwater to clear left-behind debris from fishing and trawling operations and free animal friends who are trapped in ghost gear. In the beginning of 2009, the Ocean Defenders Alliance took the lead in removing a gigantic abandoned fishing net from a depth of 45 meters under the sea. The net was from a trawling vessel. The ship sank in 2006 off the south end of Santa Catalina Island, an island off the coast of Southern California. But the net remained and sadly continued trapping and killing marine life. Kurt Leiber recounted the story of the ship sinking.
And as they were heading back to port, they ended up rolling over and the ship went down. The net had still been deployed. It was still out in the open. So as that vessel sat on the bottom and all the sea lions and dolphins came and they got trapped in it. Now this is down at 150 feet of water, so it's very unsafe for divers. You have to be really skilled diver, a different level than your normal diver to go ahead down there and remove that stuff. So the guys off of Catalina have been trying to find somebody to remove it for 2 years. Well, I got an email from Sea Shepherd. One of the people out on Catalina had contacted Sea Shepherd to see if they could do anything about it. They couldn't, but they got a hold of me, and I jumped on it, and within 2 weeks, we were out there, and we got up the first 1,500 pounds, and we're, as I say, working on the rest of the 9,000-pound net.
How long do you think it'll take to remove it all?
It's all due to conditions. Again, it's a very deep dive, so I don't even go down there. I'm only comfortable going to 120 feet. But from what I've seen and what we've talked about with those divers, it's probably going to take 7 dive days. And a dive day is usually 2 dives per team, and we have 2 teams. Now, you take into consideration this is the winter time. You have harsh conditions out there. There's going to be times when we go out there and we can't go in the water just because the ocean picks up. So 7 dive days could take 3 months.
Indeed, defending the ocean and its rich diversity of life is by no means an easy task. As a nonprofit organization, Ocean Defenders Alliance has only 3 boats to help carry out its mission and operates on a very limited budget. But the calling of the ocean and its innocent inhabitants inspires them to continue.
We all have day jobs. This is a strictly volunteer organization. So during the week, we try to strategize on how we're going to do it, and then come Saturday morning, we're out on the water, out on our boat. And we have this new boat back here that was just donated to us about 2 years ago, again from Paul Watson. And it's a 38-foot ex-Coast Guard rescue vessel. And it allows us to get more divers on it, and we can go out further for longer distance campaigns.
Kurt Leiber and the members of the Alliance learn of new spots in the ocean with debris to be cleared from their close contacts in the local diving community.
I have a good internet connection with a lot of divers around here, so they go ahead and call me when they find stuff and report it, and then they give me the locations and we'll go out. For instance, one guy called earlier this year and reported an abandoned gill net. It was near a wreck that we've been cleaning up, the wreck of the Olympic, and it was in 100 feet of water. And this net was 1,200 feet long. And just within that first 100 feet they were able to check out, there were 12 dead sea lions in it, a couple dozen cormorants, and about a dozen pelicans. And that's just in the first 100 feet. So I facilitated the removal of that net. I got a hold of the Coast Guard, everybody I could, and they finally contacted the original owner of that net, and he came out and removed it. So that net is out of there.
One does not need to be a diver to participate in this noble endeavor of cleaning up the underwater environment. The Ocean Defenders Alliance invites everyone to join in to save the ocean and its lovely animals. In fact, the volunteers with the Alliance include mechanics that repair and rebuild the ships, electricians who work on the ship engines, artists, and many others.
Our email list is 500 people, but they're not all divers. Roughly through the years, I'd say we have 100 divers that have helped us out. And then we have support, you know, on the decks as well, and those people are invaluable also. And the thing about ODA, which I try to make very prominent, is that everybody can help. It's not just the divers. It's the support team, it's the computer people, it's the artists, a variety of ways to help out. And that's within any environmental movement. You can just do whatever is comfortable for you, whatever you're good at. Use that skill to help the environment.
We are deeply grateful to all of the hard-working Ocean Defenders Alliance volunteers for their devotion to protecting and beautifying the Southern California coastline. Loving viewers, thank you for your blessed company today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of our program on the Ocean Defenders Alliance. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May we all respect and care for the lives of our fellow marine beings.